I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
What's going on, Steve?
G'day. Just trying to remember what happened with the Oscars all the way back on Monday afternoon. Did you watch
this Monday?
Watch the Oscars?
No, I did not. Did I miss anything crucial, or were there any films that surprised, the general public and walked away with awards?
I think that probably the biggest surprise of the show was the most well-known one, which was how the order of the awards got switched up. Best Picture wasn't given out last. Instead, the very last award of the night was Best Actor, and mm-hmm. everyone was like, oh, that's because it's going to end in a big tribute to the late Chadwick Boseman. Mm-hmm. And then bloody Sir Anthony Hopkins won, and he wasn't there, and they didn't have video, and they had a no accepting on other people's behalf policy, so the presenter just accepted it on his behalf and walked off, and it finished. And we sat there and looked at each other, and
that's a very strange ending.
It was a strange ending.
Surely they would have known this was going to happen long time in advance.
Well, the degree of secrecy and the accounting firm Pricewaterhouse make sure that no one has the faintest idea what's going on, and that's probably for the best. Until it kind of ends on a weird note like that. Mm-hmm. Strange year for Oscars. Viewing numbers are down heaps, and unfortunately, it's like the year that the nominees best reflected the best stuff in film.
Mm-hmm. It also feels like a year that people have had the opportunity to watch more television than ever before. You know, television and film from home.
Yeah, this is true. I think maybe has the glamour and allure been dented? Maybe that might be part of it. The Hollywood machinery might not have been cranking along so to the same extent. Like Disney, for instance, didn't really do anything to promote Mulan. Mm-hmm.
Is it any good?
Mulan?
Mm.
There you go. That's, that's the review.
Okay.
What is good and was inexplicably overlooked for Academy Awards nominations is the film First Cow, which was released in the United States last year, finally makes its way to cinemas in New Zealand this week. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a documentary about learning how to be a farmer, mm-hmm. But it is actually a drama set in 19th century Oregon. It's filmed by Kelly Reichardt, whose films are always beautifully made and kind of fairly gently paced affairs, let's be honest. But this film's about an unlikely friendship that is struck up between a cook who he's out working with a bunch of fur trappers. He's mm-hmm. cooking for those guys and being treated like garbage. And he runs into a Chinese immigrant who's on the lam. Two of them become pals. Mm-hmm. And they hatch up a little scam because they find there's a cow in the neighborhood. It's mm-hmm. not theirs. But they start nicking its milk, doing some baking, and selling some baked goods.
Okay.
Down at the market.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's a really gentle drama. This is a beautiful film. If you've got the snooze already hearing me talk about it, this is not a film for you.
No, I'm intrigued.
But if you like something languidly paced, this is a really, really lovely pick. And you should check it out. That's in cinemas from tomorrow. Also coming up, it's blimmin'. How did this happen? It's New Zealand Music Month as of this weekend. Which is just rolled on.
We're almost halfway through the year.
Jesus.
Creeping up to that mark.
Don't do this to me. As one of the many things that's going on there is a show coming to TVNZ On Demand, a 7-part documentary series called Waiata Anthems. This is the 7 episodes of this individually focus on musical artists from Aotearoa who are going through the process of turning their songs in the English language into te reo. Mm-hmm. Very much like a process of discovery for each of them along the way. They're tight little 15-minute episodes.
Okay.
They feature people like Holly Smith and Don McGlashan. The episodes I have checked out are Mellowdowns, BFM fave Mellowdowns, mm-hmm. of course. His story is quite interesting. He grew up in Auckland. He describes himself as quite plastic when he makes his way up to Kaikoi to kind of reconnect with where he's come from. Describes it as feeling quite intimidating when you've been so disconnected from, you know, from your roots for so long. Sort of the process for him is really about spending time with, spending time up in Kaikoi and really kind of figuring out what's going on with Ngāpuhi and up there. And then the episode, like all of them, concludes with a performance of his song in today. We'll jump onto that in a minute. The other episode I watched was Beck Runga's, which is awesome. Mm. She has previously participated in the Waiata project with her song Sway. This series has the song There Is a Time. But she goes back to Christchurch. We sort of see a little bit about where she grew up, and one of the things that she revisits as a memory is of, in very moving fashion, is of a story that ran on the front page of the Herald back in 2004, where it said, Beck Runga, New Zealand, a racist place, because she was talking about growing up in New Zealand, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, most of the country hated her because mm-hmm. you're not allowed to say New Zealand's racist.
Yeah, totally.
But she talks about this on camera. It's really, she's still quite affected by it, obviously. But she recounts how everyone around her said that she's going to have to say sorry, and it was only some advice from her dad that was like, no, you're just saying what's true to you. But she observes that she probably would have written more songs if that experience hadn't shaken her confidence so much.
Oh, wow.
So let's just go on the record and say, good work, New Zealand, you racist shits.
Of some songs.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm keen to check the other five episodes of this out. These are all streaming on TVNZ on demand from May the 1st.
If you haven't dipped your toe into the water of TVNZ on demand, there is some excellent content on there. Gets 5 stars from me, especially the doco side of things. And this obviously falling into that.
There is a bunch. Rose Matafeo's new comedy series Starstruck will be available there from this evening, I believe. I'm going to put my feet up and watch it tonight.
Just quickly going back to the Waiata anthems, are all of them out now?
No, these dropped May 1st, so this is something for your weekend.
Okay, sweet. All right. Should we go out on that Mellowdown, Steve?
Yes, let's check this out. This is the track formerly known as Fine, which is translated as Pie. And this is a really interesting one because working with the translator on the song, you kind of really get a sense for like what his cadence is as an MC. Mm-hmm. This is a challenging song to perform in a language you don't speak. And as the footage will show in the episode that he's in, it's a bit of a tongue twister. Let's see how he goes on this version. Probably all right, eh? Pai te harikoa, pātō tō puka noa Āranga pohe e ki oko hoa Ko te nuinga ke he matatoa Ai, pono, tātou katoa Ko taka ke tihi, he āhoa te taia te kūpari Ki kona koe mate whiki mai ai He aha te aha ka pahawe e tai Ko I apu, ke te kai tipirangi he o u Ke te kaha tipirangi he o ku Noho ana ia papatua no ku Huro no te whinua te ātua hau E kurore hariana e tenei ao hau E whawahi mai koe engari mō tena Mi whakāhoa kia pene kia pena Tēnā mi whakaiti ia mua tonu I te pahu Kei raru te rahu rahu Wai kāhua he hara kei toa Manā ki tia tōhiri kāpū Ka noi te ora te pai Ko te aroha tū kua uai Pātuhi mai kia enu ngā tahi ai
hanoi te paitihari kua pato tō puka noa aranga pohe e ki oko hoa ko te nuinga ke he matatua ai pono e ora ana te wairua waihe watu koe ki kona noho ai whai ara te wairua pai ko te kaitana e hea hea ai te ihi te wihi te wana he aha ngā kiriwitina kia tai a mai hoki hei aha mā kū ngā whakawaia ētahi kanoi te pai ko te wainataku kai ko te hariko mi whai Hio te aroha kia ngā hua Kia mau kia tō rango mai whiti E poho ke ruru ai taku whaia Whai whakaro ke te taha pūtea Aha ko ngā hei tāra kokai whaka mua
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM,